No. Question five, Eastwood.
All right.
That guy hated me.
All right. Eastwood, your question. In ice hockey, how many players from each team are allowed on the ice at the same time?
I don't know. I'm going to say six.
You go. Oh, nice
there
job.
You go.
Very good.
Five guys on the ice and a goalie.
And a goalie.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, yeah.
Okay, we believe you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, ladies, step out of the car.
All right, Andrea, our men's room poll. One will last one more year of your life. Are you taking a pet, your car, an ex, or a job?
A pet.
Okay, what kind of pet you got?
Well, I'm thinking of the one, my pit bull who passed away.
No, he can't do it. It's already dead.
That guy couldn't bring back his dead ex-girlfriend. We're not bringing back dogs.
Well, I'd still be fine with either of my current dogs living an extra year.
Okay.
Which one would you pick if you had to?
Oh, that's not.
I mean, it's only one of them.
So do these two that are alive know that they're clearly not the favorite?
It'd probably be Walker.
Texas Ranger?
Oh, no.
You
have a dog named Walker?
Like Walker, Texas Ranger?
The other one is Ranger.
Okay. Forget it.
Are they pit bulls?
Yeah.
How many tattoos do you have?
Three.
Oh, all right.
What were you thinking more?
I mean, you know what Michael Che says about white women and pit bulls?
What?
We're scary.
Yeah. Well, there's that famous meme of like the blonde, and it's like something like they're nice if you know them or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
I'm still scared of blondes with chunky tattoos.
All right, Andrea, here's your question. What former pro athlete played Matthew McConaughey's father in the 2006 movie Failure to Launch?
Oh, that's Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. Boom. One and done.
All right, before we let you go, hit you with a 50-50 question. True or false, a sterilized male lion will lose its mane?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get the feeling that Michael Strahan and Terry Bradshaw don't like each other very much.
Why do you say that? I haven't watched the pregame.
Strahan always just shoots him a look like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard come out of somebody's mouth.
You've heard Terry Bradshaw speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all.
Look, I like Terry Bradshaw. He some of those older dudes, it's like,
it's like you said, Lou Holtz. You just go, come on, man.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Evan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Evan, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Evan, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, one last one more year. Are you taking your pet, your car, an ex, or your job?
Car.
What kind of car you got?
The Mercedes.
What year is it?
That was a 2008.
All right. Still got some life on it.
All right, Evan.
What's that?
So it's still got a little life on it. All right.
Yeah, I wish.
That's why he wants one more year.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. Which Smurf has a heart tattooed on each arm?
Is that Papa Smurf?
Nah, he has a C-ring. In this case, the Smurf with the heart tattooed on each arm is Hefty Smurf.
Hefty.
Hefty. All right. Who played the lead male role in the 1968 movie Planet of the Apes?
Planet of the Apes.
Every role he had, he talked like this.
I'm too young for that one. I don't know on that one.
He also played Moses.
Also did commercials for Bud Light. She gave him a T-shirt.
He couldn't talk like anything other than this, Charlton Heston.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, green. I got no idea.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this. It's been making the rounds on the internet. It's messed up, but it's funny. So you got the guys on the four astronauts on the Artemis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, look, man, if we can get everyone in the world a rubber monkey mask, just so when they land, They think some S has really happened.
Yeah.
I was like, that would be the ultimate prank. All right.
Dude, I mean, let's be honest. We don't know what happened to them when we couldn't talk to them.
Yeah, they came back with monkey masks.
They could be aliens now. Could have swapped them out.
You know what, man? If they had a freaking sense of humor, what they should have done is just take 4 masks. Right? So when they come back around the other side of the moon
and
NASA reconnects, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
When it splashes down, man, all the guys in the boats, man, they're Planet of the Apes characters.
You got a dog. It's not even like in a Russian gear. You said you had like Soviet gear. It's like, we found that dog.
Here he is. All right, your question. What is missing from a navel orange? What is missing from a navel orange? Unlike other oranges.
Like a petty officer?
So kids are more willing to eat them, even as an adult, I prefer it.
Oh, I never thought about it. They don't have that, do they?
Nope. Mm-mm.
I have no idea. I mean...
What's inside of an orange when you peel it open?
Is there no, like, middle to it? Like core?
Seeds. Has no seeds.
No seeds.
I think they just taste better.
Me too.
Question 4.
Before we get there, someone on YouTube points out that astronaut Mark Kelly already snuck a gorilla suit onto the International Space Station.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Is that our guy or is that the Canadian?
That's our guy, Mark Kelly. All right. Yeah. He's not currently on Artemis. He was on the... space station, I want to say longer than anyone else. Something like that. All right, your question. In what country was the first NFL regular season game ever held outside of the United States? It was in 2005. It was the Cardinals against the 49ers.
It feels like a hint.
I feel like I do know this one.
The Cardinals probably have a big following there.
I think the Niners do, too.
They might. I know the Cowboys do, for sure, and the Raiders do, for sure, yes.
Was it in Mexico City?
Got it.
Mexico. Yes, indeed,
nice
man.
Nice job.
I don't know how Raiders fans... Like, I know Raiders fans that never lived in California, but they...
I don't know.
But they're all, like, Raiders fans. You know what I mean? Like, they have tattoos.
The whole nine.
They're kind of, like, a little rough around the edges.
Everyone, like, when we went to that Raiders, so the first game, that was Allegiant Stadium, whatever the new one is down there, and their first regular season game was against the Ravens. I'm like, cool, let's go to Vegas. Everyone in that crowd looked like they could beat the S out of it. In fact, the joke I have with my wife, except I wasn't joking, I said, babe, do me a favor. Look around at these 70,000 people, and the first time you see a neck, will you let me know?
Yeah, they all really get into it.
Oh, yeah.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.